Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Breida Wohl of Mr. Mercedes. Ms. Wohl is a prolific actress who's appeared in such TV series as Law & Order, CSI, and is probably best known for playing Faith Duluth in the popular series Unreal. Over the next segment, Breida Wohl will talk about starring in her hit TV series about a psychopathic killer known as Mr. Mercedes, which airs Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on Audience Network. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to take the wheel, feel free to go head over hood ornament as we leave our pedestrian past in order to feel like a king for a day in the present. Breida, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having me upon this time machine. I'm down for some time travel. Let's do it.
Now, Breida, tell us about Mr. Mercedes and what's coming up in the second season of your series.
So, Mr. Mercedes, if you haven't seen it, you should definitely go watch it. If you like killer thriller, as I like to say, I'm like, do you like murder? Do you like thrillers? Then you will love. But a lot of people really do. I do. That's the kind of TV I watch. But it is a Stephen King book trilogy that has been adapted for the screen by Jack Bender and David E. Kelley. David E. Kelley, you might know, Big Little Lies. Jack Bender is Lost.
Right.
And Stephen King, you might know from such things as Shawshank Redemption and The Shining and a lot of other stuff. He is lives up to his title of being the king. And Mr. Mercedes, starring Brendan Gleeson, is a absolutely stunning, kind of weird, actually, offbeat television show. I mean, it's funny because right before I came on the air, we were talking about Columbo. But I actually the show Columbo is one of my favorite shows, and Mr. Mercedes absolutely reminds me of Columbo. It is haunting and interesting, and it's shot extraordinarily. The aesthetic is amazing, and one of the most unique things about our show is that it is the head of our show, Jack Bender, always says it's about the monsters inside of us instead of the monsters outside of us.
Right.
And so in the story, my name is Lou Linklater, and I am Brady Hartsfield, our killer's only friend. But I don't know if he's a killer until the end of season one, when it is all revealed to me pretty violently. And so season two begins about a year after the end of season one, and Brady Hartsfield is in a coma, and his doctor, played by Jack Houston, who you might know from Boardwalk Empire and Tessa Ferrer,
right,
are overseeing his medical treatments, which they start experimenting on because they deem him to be a disposable entity. Because, hey, everybody hates Brady Hartsfield.
That's true.
So if they meddle with his mind then and, you know, cure a lot of brain diseases and, you know, can cure him of his coma, essentially, then they'll be famous and lots of people will be helped. And if he dies, then it's Brady Hartsfield and he dies. And he dies. So they start experimenting on him, but what they don't know is that Brady Hartsfield is not a person whose mind you want to
mess around,
meddle with.
Right.
Because you might end up finding things in there that are real weird.
Wow.
And he might end up meddling with your mind.
Ah.
Which is what happens in our story.
Now, that is a classic cliffhanger. So tell us about your character, Lou Linklater. What kind of person is she?
Well, I am, in this story, I am I ride a motorcycle. I am a hacker tech genius who has been completely forgotten, discarded, disrespected, and pushed aside by the world. You know, I feel like a big portrait of season one for both Brady Hartsfield and me was a portrait of these large chain corporations who systematically treat their employees very poorly and don't value them. You know, where we never really meet who owns, you know, Supreme Electronics, but we are put upon by our boss who's on a power trip all the time. You know, and we're both, Brady Hartsfield is incredibly intelligent, I'm a smarty pants in the show, and we never get to come to fruition because we have a lack of support from our community. And so there's a lot of themes about community and either reaching out to your neighbor, as Detective Hodges does with Ida Silver, who's played by Holland Taylor, the amazing Holland Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, people who've lost their community, such as Brady and me. And I, you know, you learn a lot more about me in season two, and I'm a person who has built up a lot of walls to protect me from the world. And what Brady Hartsfield does to me at the end of season one basically robs me of all of my intuition and ability to protect myself. So in season two, we see me crawling up out of a place of PTSD and trauma from basically a domestic violence situation where I no longer have a gauge for my own intuitions of danger.
Hmm.
And it is fascinating. I wow. have a therapist in the show. I'm in recovery. It's really a portrait that I'm thrilled to talk about, to share, and to show everyone.
So Lou is really the quintessential survivor in more ways than one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what I learned as an actor during this season is that surviving violence is, I'm like, can you curse on this show? I don't know.
No,
but,
not really.
The process of surviving violence is like dancing on the head of a pin. It is survivalism, you know, because you trick yourself. You know, you building up self-worth when somebody has taken away your power is such a feat, and it's such a twisty, turny road, and it's very easy, I think, to fall into anesthetization and to fall into self-hate and doubt and isolation and to reach out to people and trust people after something like that is, right. I don't know how people do it. I think it's a story that we should all be thinking about and talking about, for sure. And it's psychologically, you know, in season two, Brady Hartsfield really quite literally gets into people's minds, but when you commit violence on somebody, you also infect them.
Right.
You know, violence is an infection just like the flu or a virus.
Right.
Like, it goes into you and you can't get it out. You cannot remove it. There is no longer removing the violence from your life.
Right.
You can only exist with it in harmony. But it can never be undone. And so I think a lot of our show is kind of exploring that and seeing how Brendan Gleeson, who plays Detective Hodges, you know, organizes that and takes responsibility for stopping that violence, like very personal responsibility, almost to an obsession, and what that does to him and in his life. And so, you know, you don't have to be spookily inhabited like body snatchers, in order to be infected by somebody. They just have to hurt you.
Wow. So, Brita, besides that, what can viewers expect to experience when they watch Mr. Mercedes on AT&T Audience Network?
Oh, I mean, I personally think the show is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so well-crafted and so human, and so many incredible performers that, you know, our when we make this, I always say that our show kind of feels like we're making a crazy avant-garde indie movie or something.
Right.
Like it has its own rhythm. It has its own style. David E. Kelly is a real talent. I mean, there's a reason why he is who he is. And there's a reason why Jack Bender is who he is. Like, you really get people at the very best of their artistic and professional life in our show. It is one of those shows where you're watching people make something that they want to make from the bottom of their, you know, artistic well. They trudge it all up and show it to you on the audience network.
Well, it's, in terms of TV history, it's very rare that you have that kind of confluence of talent on a show like this. Brita, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you. I'd love to join you in the past.
Okay. It's not